It's time now to get behind the headlines of this week's Hendersonville Lightning with editor and publisher Bill Moss. Lightning Thursday is brought to you by Fletcher Park Inn, independent Christian retirement community. Fletcher Park Inn, Henderson County's best-kept retirement secret.
It's time to get behind the headlines of this week's Hendersonville Lightning, which is on the streets and in your mailboxes, and now on the radio. Lightning Radio Time with Bill Moss, editor and publisher of Hendersonville Lightning and HendersonvilleLightning.com. Good morning, Bill. You've survived the Apple Festival.
Yeah, I have survived the Apple Festival, and glad to be back on, and the tour to Apple, so
yes.
Glad to be back on
radio.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, just a note for this morning's Lightning Radio. I'm flying blind this morning. Apparently, this week's Lightning is so popular, you only have one copy of it.
Correct, yeah. We're selling more and more single copies. Now we're the only local newspaper on the street in outside Rack, so that's helping drive our single copy sales, and just happened to be at an event where I gave away my usual spare supply to an apple farm. So,
well, fantastic.
But I think we'll get it all together one way or another.
We absolutely will. And let's start with our front page today. Of course, Bill, you are certainly a hound for anything political. And boy, we've got elections coming up here in November, and things are getting exciting over in Flat Rock. You got a story here about the Flat Rock campaign kickoff that happened just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, surprise, surprise, surprise. That pig and slop when it comes to politics turns out to be close to home in a rare, probably unprecedented when you think about it. Just saw on the way in two campaign signs, one for the two women pictured on the front of this week's Lightning, Ginger Brown, and the other for Barbara Platts, for a political campaign in Flat Rock that is contested and pretty aggressive on both sides. And I don't think it's ever happened before.
We got three
council seats in council districts 1, 2, and 3. Each is contested, basically, but not solely. And we found that out at a campaign kickoff event last week. It kind of pivots on this issue that we've been talking about for 2.5-3 years now, the Highland Lake Road Improvement Project, but goes to other things, planning, transparency, and we've got a whole coverage of those three candidates that you might see do favor the road as it is, the road project as it is now designed. Those are the Ginger Brown, as I mentioned, Barbara Platts, and Hilton Swing. And the candidates they oppose are Tom Carpenter, who lives in Kenmure, Ann Coletta, who's been the driver of the formation of this group called Cultural Landscape Group Flat Rock, which organized to oppose the Highland Lake project and then has lots of other activism, and David Deathrow, a longtime Flat Rock resident as well, who says he's a proponent of reasonable growth and responsiveness to the voters. So we can go over them one by one, whether it's the road. I'll jump right into kind of the final closing remark of Ginger Brown, that the road will not be straightened.
Right.
That the speed limit will remain 35 miles an hour, that the lane widths will remain 11 feet, that the village of Flat Rock actually in the end will net some money from it because the NCDOT has to pay the village of Flat Rock for some right of way through the park. I think that's the high points that they hit.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's been said that this will straighten the road. It's been said that cars will go fast because the road will be straighter. It's been said the speed limit might change. And it's been said that this will cost the village some unknown amount of money. And this candidate, this slate of three, is very aggressive in responding. They were direct, and as I say, they were direct and emphatic at this campaign kickoff last week. And we welcome, and we will have coverage of this cultural landscape group slate on their website. They say that they do endorse or support. I don't know if endorse is quite the word, but that they're aligned with the same points of view, and we will cover that as the campaign continues.
I was at that campaign kickoff also, and if I recall, all three of those candidates also mentioned the lawsuit as well as part of part of their reasoning.
You're exactly right. A related matter really is the lawsuit, because the lawsuit springs from the desire of the cultural landscape group and those that were agreed with that point of view opposing the road had yard signs, and they kept them up past when the village ordinance said they were supposed to, and a couple of those homeowners or landowners were cited. Ann Coletta then sued and has an ongoing suit right now. And again, in that closing, after she made 15 minutes or so of remarks, Ginger Brown said she pledges two things. I will not sue the village, and the road will not be straight. So that's another thing that this slate that had this kickoff, they say this lawsuit is costing the village money.
Well, keep it tuned here to the Q. Also, we are currently in the midst of recording our interviews with all of our candidates. So we'll have a Meet the Candidates page on our website, and we'll air those interviews as well on the radio. So keep it tuned here so you can get to know those candidates a little bit more. Speaking of road improvements, we may have a really awesome road improvement coming. How about a pubsicle here in Hendersonville and Henderson County? We've seen them in cities like Asheville, but are we getting one here, Bill?
Well, it's amazing. Amazingly enough, yes, we very well might. We'll know in probably less than 12 hours from now whether we will, because a proposed franchise agreement for a Pubsicle franchise called HVL Pedal and Brews comes before the Hendersonville City Council tonight. Adam Justice, a young man in East Flat Rock, who's also a deputy chief of the Henderson County Rescue Squad, brings that application for his pedal-assisted motorized vehicle. It would be authorized to operate a brewery route, a shorter downtown route, and a history cemetery and special events routes. Justice describes it in an email to the Lightning as an extraordinary 14-person pedal-powered vehicle like no other, seats for 10 peddlers and 4 non-peddlers, and a conductor that navigates downtown Hendersonville with what Mr. Justice promises will be a healthy dose of humor, style, and entertainment. Now, you might wonder how this works. You might have seen it over in Asheville.
I have only seen it. I've never partaken. I've only seen it.
I have not ridden one. I too have seen one, but not ridden on one. It's in Boone as well. Under, I don't know if it's city by city or state law, how it works. It's actually BYOB. You bring your beer, hard cider, or wine. I don't think there'd be any hard liquor allowed at all. And in cans or something other than a bottle, they talk about box. Some of them talk about box wine is a good option. And some, I forget where I was reading, some say, well, you could, if you brought a bottled beer, they'd pour it into one of those red fraternity house cups.
Red solo cup.
Like we like to call them. Yeah, yeah, one of those red college campus cups. And ride around, and yeah, you can sip the beer then for the, in this case, the one we might get, probably will get here in Hendersonville. Pedal to the Pints is an hour and a half brew-taking experience starting at one of the craft breweries with tap room intermissions along the way. Pedal Your Hendo Off is a shorter 45-minute tour just around downtown Hendersonville. Pedal Backwards, a neat name, is a 45-minute non-alcoholic ride on Saturday and Sunday mornings to see historic sites and historic buildings downtown. I imagine they're going to go through the West Hendersonville Historic District and out to, this says, and out to Oakdale Cemetery. The breweries that they have on the map, excuse me, that the city made up include Dry Vols there at Busy Bend on Canoga, Sanctuary Brewing Company, Triskelion Brewing Company, Southern Appalachian Brewing Company, and Godon Brewing Company. They even have listed here that Bear Walla Brewing Company that the Lightning covered a while ago that has plans to go there on the historic historic 7th Avenue
right.
district.
Right.
Excuse me, there at 7th Avenue and Locust. They got a sign up that says coming soon, and that sign has been there quite some time. But we talked to the brewer there that plans that, and anyway, that one's listed as well. So you see that there would be plenty of choices. I don't think there would be any way to go to all those, but you could. I would imagine the riders that booked the Pubsicle tour could pick which breweries they'd like to stop at to pick up a beer and then go back on board.
Bill, if 10 years ago you and I were sitting somewhere downtown and I were to say to you, Bill, in 10 years we're going to have like 6 breweries here and potentially a Pubsicle, what would you have said to me?
I would have said you are almost exactly predicting the line of city manager John Connor, who said almost word for word that very thing.
Oh, really?
He says we interviewed John Connor about it, and he goes, we researched it for a couple months. Susan Frady, who leads the development assistance department here in the city of Hendersonville, researched it. They did look at model ordinances and modeled, I think, the city ordinance off Asheville, maybe Boone, maybe others. And the city manager, John Connett, says, all I can say is it's interesting and we hope it's successful. It's interesting that it's coming to Hendersonville. Who would have thought it? Who would have thought it 10 years ago?
Oh,
and
wow.
That, and we've talked here many, many times, and probably as much or more as we've talked about Hendersonville High School, we've talked about the microbrewery, the craft brewery, the tap room rise in the area of what we sometimes call Libation Nation, that it's just been meteoric, the rise in brewery, the growth in craft breweries, and we're continue to be at the center of universe there. So Pubsicle most likely will be peddling off pretty soon.
How about that? We're going to be back in just a moment with Lightning Thursdays. We're going to get back into local politics, and we're going to talk apples. That's all coming up here on Lightning Thursday.
Fletcher Park Inn is the best-kept retirement secret in Henderson County. Make plans now to come for your tour and complimentary lunch at the only Christian independent retirement community in the area that offers a daily lunch buffet with meat and vegetarian and vegan options. Don't miss our summer special. Sign up before Labor Day, and your first month is totally free. Come and see our spacious remodeled apartments available now. Call Lisa for details, 209-6935. This is Linda McIntyre, director at Fletcher Park Inn, inviting you to visit today.
Lewis Williams & Sons is the area's largest distributor of mobile home supplies. Whether you need doors, windows, plumbing, or skirting, Lewis Williams & Sons has anything you need for your mobile home. Visit Lewis Williams & Sons in sunny and friendly East Flat Rock at 300 West King Street, just down the street from Case & Builder Supply. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 till noon. Lewis Williams & Sons, 692-8216, or online at lewiswilliams.com. Duraline Imaging, the local company that you can trust as your single point of contact for office equipment sales, supplies, service, and repair. Duraline Imaging provides copier and printer sales and service solutions that lower cost, reduce waste, and simplify operations. Give Duraline a chance to earn your trust and your business by giving them a call today at 692-1301. Duraline Imaging, 692-1301. Relationships matter, and trust must be earned. Trust Duraline Imaging, Upward Road in Hendersonville.
Flat Rock Playhouse presents Cinematastic, the music of the movies, featuring the greatest hits from the silver screen like Singin' in the Rain, Dirty Dancing, Top Gun, A John Williams Suite, and more. Movie and theater buffs alike will revel in this unforgettable production crafted with love and pizzazz. Running September 13th through 28th, Cinematastic is brought to you in part by Henderson County Tourism Development Authority, Rug & Home, Fields Auto Group, and Music on the Rock sponsor BMW of Asheville. For tickets, call 693-0731 or visit Flat rockplayhouse.org.
And we are back with Lightning Thursdays with Bill Moss, editor and publisher of Hendersonville Lightning and HendersonvilleLightning.com. Bill, let's get back to local politics here for just a moment. An announcement came, I guess it was just yesterday that it came through. Grady Hawkins, Board of Commissioners chair, has decided to retire from that position, to not run for re-election this year.
that's exactly right. To not run for re-election, a decorated Air Force veteran and a pilot of more than 300 combat missions in the Vietnam War, Grady Hawkins came home to Western North Carolina and Hendersonville, in particular, about a little bit more than 20 years ago. He was involved. It was in last week's story. Involved in that visit of President George H.W. Bush and to the 1992 Apple Festival. And on that same, I think in 1996, he first got elected to the Henderson County Board of Commissioners, served two terms, actually lost a reelection bid in 2004, you might recall, to Chuck McGrady, now State Representative Chuck McGrady. And very interesting. He has he served a long time. He served a lot. He's got a math degree from Carolina. He's got a master's degree from the University of Oklahoma. He's always been, I've always respected Grady for his ability to really drill down on the numbers. He's been good with budgets, and he has he's been a politician, a political leader in this county that's evolved about as much as anybody I've ever seen in terms of never a strong early on supporter of countywide zoning and the more strict planning. Now often Grady Hawkins is the one to say, well, this big development or even this road improvement just seems to be out of character with the rural area, and will tend to the room fills up with a lot of people opposing a road project or a large development, and he'll say, well, we don't have the capacity for this right now. And I guess what I'm saying is, and what he said, he's also been the one to say we need a new comp plan. He was involved in voting for the 2020 comp plan that obviously is near the end of its life in terms of needing an update. And he's called for that, and that will be underway in the years to come, I think. So at age 76, he's going to bow out. He's giving, you know, anybody the early warning that the opportunity to run for those seats because filing comes up soon for the 2020 cycle. It comes up in December.
Yeah, so he goes through to 2020.
It comes up in December.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting. 16 years he served?
Yes.
I think 16 years.
Four terms total.
Yeah.
He'll finish out his fourth term. That's actually next December. Was elected chairman for a second time, I believe it was, in the 1990s. I believe he served a term as chairman. And he was elected last December as chair and is the current chair. So congratulations. Well-deserved time off for him and Doris to relax or travel or whatever, or spend time with grandchildren, whatever they would like to do to get some well-earned R&R.
Absolutely. And thanks, Grady, for 16 years of service to Henderson County. Let's talk about school test scores. That story and this test stories score story, by the way, is on hendersonvillelightning.com because it's news that just came out this week.
Yes, so both broke after the deadline for the print issue.
So talk to us about these school test scores.
Good ones, once again, for Henderson County. We've seen, I remember some, I think, has had Henderson County school system based on various measures or ratings as the second best, top five at any rate. This, based on what's something they call a proficiency composite of 66.5%, the school system, Henderson County Public Schools, ranked 11th out of 115 public school districts in North Carolina based on these new state accountability results that were released Wednesday. And boasting the best here in terms of growth rates were North Henderson High School, which has exceeded growth rates 4 years in a row. North Henderson joins Edneyville Elementary and Henderson County Early College in surpassing the state growth expectations for the past 4 years. So congratulations to those schools. You can read all about it in Hendersonville Lightning, which one's got A, which one's got B, and so forth.
Onto some fun about apples, Bill. The Apple Festival may be over, but apple season is here and thriving. We want to say congratulations to Mike Stepp from Stepp's Orchard Step Farms for being Apple Farmer of the Year, United Community Bank's Apple Farmer of the Year, following his dad, Mr. J.H. Step, who was, I think, the second Apple Farmer of the Year. So congratulations to him for that. And there's a few stories here we have regarding apples.
Yeah, we got a whole series of apple stores. We got a nice picture here of Mike and Rita Stepp that we made at the Apple Festival in front of their stand. They're one of the 12 or 14 apple stands that do have a spot on Main Street for the Apple Festival. And you're exactly right. J.H., Mike's mother and daddy, J.H. and Yvonne Stepp started that Stepp's Hillcrest U-Pick Orchard 50 years ago.
The very first pick-your-own apple orchard in Henderson County, wasn't it?
I just talked to him about this yesterday when I was out there with Congressman Meadows, and I said you were the first, right? He said he thought there was one other doing it at that time.
Okay.
So first or second,
okay.
Certainly one of the big pioneers of not just of U-Pick, but of what we're now calling agritourism, and then to segue into this next story, talking about agritourism and Congressman Meadows visiting Stepp's Hillcrest Orchards. Representative Meadows was listening to Rita Stepp explain how the U-Pick approach has expanded, brought in more revenue, more visitors, and so forth. And the orchard has, she's told him, besides the pick-your-own apple trees, school tours, cornhole games, a corn maze, pumpkin patch, apple shooting cannons, and other forms of agritainment, she called it, to which Congressman Meadows says, agritourism, I know. He said, agritainment, first time I've heard that. I like that. So he likes that term. Meadows visited with folks. He talked about his new granddaughter, who's 2 and a half, and he says his name is Boompaw. So to the 2.5-year-old toddler, he's Boompaw, and he said, what Boompaw means is Boompaw is she asks, and I say yes. So we had a fun time out there with Meadows and his aides. Everybody made a lot of pictures. State Senator Chuck Edwards, who had a campaign kickoff himself this week on Tuesday night at Dry Falls Brewing Company.
Yep.
Senator Edwards was there. They all shot the apple cannon. They bought some cider donuts, and they picked some crimson crisp apples in the orchard, picked a basket of those, and they made a picture and tweeted to Trump that they were out in the orchards hoping to work with President Trump on apple-related legislation and trade, trade that would benefit the apple farmers and other farmers in western North Carolina.
Okay. Let's stay on apples, because we do have another story that is in this week's Lightning, and that's a story about heirloom apples.
And a great story it is.
Yeah.
One of those we're really blessed to have drop in our laps. It turned out that there was the way I got this story is there was somebody that I knew a journalism professor at UNC at Chapel Hill is what I'm trying to say, that knew about the Lightning through this journalism professor and keeps up with it. He's not from here, but he keeps up with it. And he knew this Elizabeth Englehart, who is a graduate of Hendersonville High School. She's a 1988 graduate of Hendersonville High School, so that places her. People might know Elizabeth. And I don't know if what she went by. She has four names now: Elizabeth Sanders, Delwich Englehart. So she may have been Elizabeth Sanders or Delwich back then. I'm not sure which. Anyway, she has got a doctorate, and she is quite the expert in all things Southern food and roots and so forth, and has done this recent book, Tracking Down Heirloom Apples from Slab Side, which is around the Old Fort area, to something called the Bryson Seedling from Jackson County, and she describes the wonderfully named King Luscious found right here in Hendersonville. And it is, and she did this write-up. It's not us writing about her. She did this write-up. It's under her byline. Explains how she grew up in Hendersonville and knew about apples, but she has dug much deeper to get to the roots, as we say, to the story of heirloom apples.
Interesting. I look forward to reading that one. and I'm sure other folks do. Bill, there is so much more still in this week's Lightning, which is on the streets and in your mailboxes. For those of you out there who want to get to know more about what's going on in our community, how do they get their copy of the Hendersonville Lightning?
They can. Oh, one last thing mention we debuted this week.
Okay.
An editorial feature called Good Job. Needs work.
Uh-huh.
So we say good job to things that we issue shout outs for good deeds, good decisions, or good ideas. And we issue a little gentle criticism for things that could have been done a little bit better. And one of the things that needs work, we say sadly, our longstanding and futile pursuit of a really good idea, the Apple Festival Beer Garden, still gains no traction. So look forward to reading. Then there's like five of those. Most of it's good job. A lot of shout out to this past weekend's Apple Festival as well. And in order to read that and get a copy of it, you know what people can do?
What can they do?
They can go to any of the Lightning Orange racks all around Henderson County and pluck out their four quarters and get a copy that way. Or they can go to HendersonvilleLightning.com and click on that red tab that says subscribe and join the growing legions of Lightning fans to get their Lightning today, Lightning Thursday. Or they can call Jan at 698-0407. Or best of all, they can come see us at 1111 Asheville Highway.
You've been listening to Lightning Thursday with Bill Moss, editor and publisher of Hendersonville Lightning and HendersonvilleLightning.com. This and other episodes of Lightning Thursday are available via podcast at WTZQ.com. Click on air and scroll down to Lightning Thursday. Lightning Thursday is brought to you weekly by Fletcher Park Inn, independent Christian retirement community, Fletcher Park Inn, Henderson County's best-kept retirement secret.